Jerusalem, AP, Qatar on Wednesday announced a truce for hostages deal between Israel and Hamas that would bring a four-day halt in fighting in a devastating six-week war, win freedom for dozens of hostages held in the Gaza Strip, and also lead to the release of dozens of Palestinian prisoners. Qatar's foreign ministry said it would announce within a day when the clock will start ticking on the truce, during which 50 hostages will be released in stages in exchange for what Hamas said would be 150 Palestinians prisoners held by Israel. Those freed by both sides will be women and children. Humanitarian aid to besieged Gaza would also increase. The announcement came hours after Israel's cabinet approved the deal. It capped weeks of indirect Qatari-led negotiations between Israel and Hamas, an Islamic militant group that has ruled Gaza for 16 years. The United States and Egypt were also involved in stop-and-go talks to free some of the roughly 240 hostages held by Hamas and other militants in Gaza. Hostage releases will begin roughly 24 hours after the deal is approved by all parties, said a senior White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the sensitive matters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office made no mention of the release of Palestinian prisoners or increased humanitarian aid when it confirmed the cabinet had approved the deal. The government of Israel is committed to bringing all of the hostages home. Tonight, the government approved the outline for the first stage of achieving this goal, the office said in a statement. Ahead of the cabinet vote, which came after a six-hour meeting stretching into the early morning, Netanyahu said the war against Hamas would resume after the truce expires. "We are at war, and we will continue the war," he said. "We will continue until we achieve all our goals." In welcoming the deal, President Joe Biden emphasized that Netanyahu has committed to supporting an extended pause to make sure not only all hostages are released but that humanitarian assistance can be sent to Palestinians in Gaza. Biden, who is in Nantucket, Massachusetts, for the Thanksgiving holiday, said the agreement should release some American hostages, and added, "I will not stop until they are all released." The Israeli government statement said that the truce would be extended an extra day for every additional 10 hostages released by Hamas. A longer-term lull could lead to pressure, both international and domestic, for Israel to end its war without achieving its goal of destroying Hamas military capabilities. The International Committee of the Red Cross said it is standing by to assist any swap in the Israel-Hamas war. Red Cross President Mirjana Spoljaric met with Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Qatar, as well as Qatari political leaders, earlier this week. The war erupted on October 7 when several thousand Hamas militants burst across the border into Israel, killing at least 1,200 people and taking hundreds hostage. Most of the dead were civilians, while the hostages include small children, women and older people. Israel responded with weeks of devastating airstrikes on Gaza, followed by a ground invasion that began over 3 weeks ago. More than 11,000 Palestinians have been killed during the Israeli offensive, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run territory. It does not differentiate between civilians and militants, though some two-thirds of the dead have been identified as women and minors. Israel says thousands of Hamas militants have been killed. The invasion has caused vast destruction in northern Gaza, including Gaza City, displaced an estimated 1.7 million people and caused a humanitarian crisis with shortages of food, medicines, fuel and other key supplies throughout the territory. Israel has rejected growing international criticism and vowed to press ahead until it destroys Hamas military and governing capabilities and all hostages are freed. Hamas, an Islamic militant group sworn to Israel's destruction, has ruled Gaza since ousting the internationally recognized Palestinian Authority in 2007. The return of any of the hostages could lift spirits in Israel, where the plight of the captives has gripped the country's attention. Airwaves are filled with interviews with families of the hostages, who include babies and toddlers, women and children and people in their 80s with health issues. The families have become a powerful force in Israel, staging mass demonstrations and marches pressuring the government to bring home their loved ones. They have made a central Tel Aviv square their headquarters, where evocative displays like a long white table with seats for all 240 hostages are meant to keep their plight in the public eye. But the structure of the deal could weaken Israel from various directions. Any pause would give Hamas and its shadowy leader, Yahya Sinwar, a chance to regroup after suffering heavy losses during the fighting, especially if Hamas drags things out with additional hostage releases. Israel claims to have killed thousands of Hamas fighters, though it has not presented evidence, and destroyed parts of the group's underground tunnel system. But Israeli officials acknowledge much of the group's infrastructure remains intact. A ceasefire could also add to the already growing international pressure on Israel to halt its offensive as the full extent of damage in Gaza becomes apparent. Even the U.S., Israel's chief backer, has expressed concerns about the heavy toll on Gaza's civilian population. Some three-quarters of Gaza's population has been uprooted from their homes and are staying in overcrowded and unsanitary shelters. Many, if not most, will be unable to return home because of the vast damage in the north and the continued presence of Israeli troops there. That could lead to an even worse humanitarian disaster as people remain in shelters or are forced to live in tents through the cold, rainy winter. And in Israel, the staggered releases of hostages risks triggering divisions between families of those who are freed and those who remain in captivity. Soldiers, for instance, are likely to be among the last to be freed. Families of the soldiers, who include young women who served as spotters along the border, are likely to press the government not to resume the offensive until their loved ones return home as well. There are many families and many opinions. Hadas Calderon, whose two young children were abducted with their father, told Israel's Channel 12 TV. A lengthy truce could also affect Israel's battle readiness. While Israeli troops are expected to remain in place and the Israeli military said its battle plans remain intact, it will be difficult and risky for the army to leave its forces stationary behind enemy lines. Asked about a ceasefire, the army's chief spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said, "The army will know how to maintain its operational achievements. Hamas may try to declare a victory, but Sinwar will have little to celebrate. Even if he survives and Hamas maintains power, he will emerge to vast destruction that will take years, if not decades, to repair." In the meantime, fighting continued on Tuesday, with the front line of the war shifting to the Jabalia refugee camp, a dense warren of concrete buildings near Gaza City that houses families displaced in the 1948 war surrounding Israel's creation. Israel has bombarded the area for weeks, and the military said Hamas fighters have regrouped there and in other eastern districts after being pushed out of much of Gaza City. In southern Lebanon, an Israeli strike killed two journalists with Al-Mayadeen TV, according to the Hezbollah-allied Pan-Arab Network and Lebanese officials. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. A separate Israeli drone strike in Lebanon killed four Hamas members, a Palestinian official and a Lebanon security official said. The Israeli military has been trading fire almost daily across the border with Lebanon's Hezbollah group and Palestinian militants since the outbreak of the war. On Tuesday, Gaza's health ministry said that as of November 11, it had lost the ability to count the dead because of the collapse of large parts of the health system. It believes the actual death toll has risen sharply above the official number of 11,000. Some 2,700 people are missing and believed to be buried under rubble, and hospitals have continued to report deaths from daily strikes, often dozens at a time. The Israeli military says 68 soldiers have been killed in the ground offensive. _Jeffrey reported from Cairo. Associated Press writers Wafa Sharafa in Deir al-Balah, Gaza Strip. Sami Magdi in Cairo. Melanie Lidman in Jerusalem and Colleen Long in Washington contributed. Full AP coverage at https://apnews.com/hub/israel-hamas-war.josephfederman and Jack Jeffrey, The Associated Press. JPG, caption. A Palestinian boy carries water looted from the humanitarian aid trucks during the ongoing Israeli bombardment of the Gaza Strip at the border with Egypt in Rafah on Monday, November 20, 2023. AP photo, Hatim Ali, 2. AP photo, Majdi Muhammad, 2. AP photo, Majdi Muhammad, 2. JPG, caption. Families and friends of about 240 hostages held by Hamas in Gaza call for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to bring them home during a demonstration in Tel Aviv, Israel, Tuesday, November 21, 2023. Israel's cabinet was convening Tuesday to consider a possible deal for the release of some of the hostages held by Hamas in exchange for a temporary halt to Israel's military offensive in Gaza. Hamas captured the hostages in an October 7 cross-border attack that killed at least 1,200 people and triggered an Israeli invasion of Gaza. AP photo, Ariel Shalit, 2.